Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Members of Russia's forces committed execution-style killings of Ukrainian men, women, and children, tortured civilians in detention, including through beatings, electrocutions, and mock executions.
Beth Van Schaak, U.S. Ambassador at Large for Global Criminal Justice, described some of the crimes against humanity being committed in Ukraine by Russian soldiers. She added Russian forces are deporting Ukrainian civilians, including children. Meanwhile, as Russian President Vladimir Putin suspended the last nuclear arms treaty with the U.S., President Joe Biden reaffirmed America's commitment to Ukraine. The Supreme Court has been hearing cases this week about how the tech industry distributes online content and how much responsibility it should have over such material. The court heard oral arguments in a case surrounding the death of Noemi Gonzalez, a U.S. citizen killed in a terrorist attack in Paris. Her father filed actions against Google, Twitter, and Facebook, claiming the sites should be held accountable for aiding international terrorism since they did not prevent the perpetrators from using the online services. Gonzalez's attorney, Eric Schnapper, described what the case is based on.
They were helping to propagate that content. The argument is we're not trying to hold you liable merely because there's content there, but because you helped to propagate it. Now we would draw a more fine distinction, but I think that's the thrust of that paragraph.
A ruling against Twitter in the case could open the platform, along with numerous others, to lawsuits for hosting terrorist content, despite efforts to remove such material. The court also heard arguments on a similar case focused on Google. A ruling on the Gonzalez case is expected in June. Former President Donald Trump visited East Palestine, Ohio, which is still reeling from a train derailment and toxic chemical spill. President Biden has been chided by Republicans for his handling of the situation, but some blame Trump because his administration's Department of Transportation deregulated rail braking. Trump countered, while President Biden has been giving remarks in Europe on the Ukraine invasion, Ohioans feel betrayed.
This is really America right here. We're standing in America. Unfortunately, as you know, in too many cases, your goodness and perseverance were met with indifference and betrayal in some cases.
Starting in March, the Federal Housing Authority will reduce its annual mortgage insurance premium by 0.3 points, which could save homebuyers and homeowners up to $800 per year. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke about the benefits of this new policy.
We expect that with this new approach, more than 850,000 Americans a year will benefit from this discount. Many will be first-time home buyers.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.